This past week was a short one work-wise, but very eventful as far as the news went. I'm Chantel Grove, and we're going to take a look back at some of the biggest stories of the past week. Well, shortly after the new year rang in, the Carroll Police Department responded to three assaults, 1 minute after midnight through around 4:45 a.m. The second report was at about 2:30 a.m., and that actually started with a trespassing complaint but was escalated to assault after 30-year-old Matthew Hartzell of Breda struck the resident. The Carroll City Council approved a new immigration policy shortly before the January 1st deadline, and according to Police Chief Brad Burke and City Manager Mike Pogueweaver, the new policy puts in writing practices currently taking place. It outlines the procedures for assisting federal authorities as well as provides an assurance that immigration status for victims and witnesses will not be a focus. It also solidifies the fact that Carroll is not a designated sanctuary city. January 2nd marked the swearing-in of four newly elected Carroll County officials. Magistrate A. Eric New administered the oath of office to District 4 and District 2 supervisors Stephanie Hausman and Dean Shetler, to Treasurer Gene Seidel, and to County Attorney John Worden prior to the start of the first Carroll County Supervisor meeting of 2019. A Farnhamville man is facing misdemeanor drug charges after a traffic stop in Sac County on New Year's Eve. The Sac County K-9 alerted to the presence of narcotics during the stop, and the passenger, 62-year-old Paul Kuhn, was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia, open container, possession of 3.3 grams of marijuana, possession of 1.5 grams of methamphetamine, and carrying weapons for the possession of a knife with a blade longer than 8 inches. Authorities have released the names of those involved in a fatal Webster County shooting at around 10 p.m. New Year's Eve. 45-year-old Matthew Hurley of Wall Lake was the suspect involved in the incident. He allegedly led authorities on a chase through southern Webster County, shooting at law enforcement from the vehicle as he fled. Iowa State Patrol Sergeant Aaron Schmidt and Calhoun County Deputy Chase Goodman have been identified as officers who returned fire. Hurley was found dead in his vehicle after the chase ended in a farm field. The Carroll Police Department has made a correction to an arrest report for a Carroll man accused of shoplifting and drug possession. It was erroneously reported that 38-year-old Jared Ransom was in possession of methamphetamine, found after he was stopped for allegedly stealing $1.27 worth of items from the Carroll Baumgar store. Ransom was found to have a vaping device that tested positive as holding THC capsules. THC is the element in marijuana responsible for the high. The first baby of the year at Stuart Memorial Community Hospital in Lake City and his family have been showered with gifts from the hospital, the employees, and the community pharmacy. Benson Jerome Hildreth arrived at 7:50 a.m. on Tuesday, January 1st, as the first child to Ashley and Connor Hildreth. He was also welcomed by grandparents Jim and Jody Hinkenius and Gary and Pam Hildreth. A Carroll police cruiser was damaged during the pursuit of a speeder who fled when directed to pull over. Early on Thursday morning, an officer attempted to stop a speeding 2007 Maxima, but the driver pulled into a residence and fled on foot. He left the vehicle in gear and it rolled backward, hitting the police vehicle and causing about $2,000 in damages. The subject was not located, but was identified as 28-year-old Israel Godinez Escalona of Des Moines. He's facing pending charges of interference with official acts, leaving the scene of an accident, and driving with a suspended license. An intoxicated Wild Rose patron is facing multiple charges in an early morning incident Thursday. The Greene County Sheriff's Office and Jefferson Police Department responded when employees called about 57-year-old Michael Allen Olson of Jefferson, who was fighting with employees and refusing to leave. He finally did leave, driving to the east on Highway 30, where law enforcement took him into custody, charging him with first offense operating while intoxicated, public intoxication, and disorderly conduct. After being booked into jail, however, he assaulted a jailer and had the additional charge of assault on a person in a certain occupation added to the list. And those are some of the highlighted news stories from your first week of 2019. I'm Chantel Grove, News Director at Carroll Broadcasting, with your Week in Review.